Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marv. Got your host, James, by Mike. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And Beth.
Hi.
We appreciate you being here, Beth. And appreciate the best our best listeners in radio, all you guys out there being here with us. We got fun things in store for you coming up in this hour. We're going to get into. Want to get into the year's weirdest gadgets.
All right.
Okay.
Got that one coming up for you. And Beth, this peeled banana mystery.
We've got to get this figured out.
Yes, we have to figure this one out. We will get into that one a little bit later as well. And plenty more good stories of the day. We'll get into our schedule, talk some local things, and plenty more. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour, as we usually do, with our entertainment segment. And Beth, I apologize, I can't remember. Are you a friend of fan of Friends?
Yes.
I thought so. I thought that was one of yours. So I got this one here. There's a certain Friends quote that people still yell at David Schwimmer, and it can be pretty jarring for him. It's obviously going to be one of two things: either quote "we're on break" or "pivot."
Yep. Okay. Pivot.
I have no idea what I'm saying. And while he no doubt gets a ton of "we were on break," the one people are really aggressive about is pivot.
Yes.
They yell this at him all the time. David says, quote, "I get a lot of random people shouting pivot at me. Sometimes it's startling, but also it's just a reminder that the series lives on." He adds that hearing people tell him how much the show meant to them makes him feel, quote, "really grateful and blessed to have done something that people find so much fun."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another quick note on him, and I don't know David Schwimmer that well. If I'm being real about this, when that show was at its peak, I always thought he was kind of the weak link. I felt like that show, I didn't watch the show, but I dated people that did and stuff, and I've seen enough of it to know, okay, well, these people are talented. It isn't so much my thing, but that doesn't, you know, I respect good. And that show was very well casted.
It really was.
And I don't know how good the writing was, but I heard good things about the writing, so I could see why it was popular, why it did so well. But he's been very honest about, hey, my career isn't gone exactly the way I wanted it to.
Right.
I kind of joked about this when he did a cameo on 30 Rock. And he gets that, you know, I may not do something that's this big again. Mm-hmm. In fact, none of us will. Even Jennifer Aniston, who has probably the best career out of all of them, she may not do something that hits that mark again.
Right.
So I go back to Larry Hagman with this. And Larry Hagman being on The Tonight Show and saying to Johnny Carson, "I don't care if they put JR on my tombstone. I get to act for a living. I get to do what I love for a living." And I think that, that for every actor that has an ego and kind of gets ugly, you know, idea of, there are guys like him out there who just love to work, and they never seem to lose sight of, well, I get to do this for, I get to play make-believe for a living.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of cool.
Well, and the fact that it's a specific episode, he only yelled pivot for one specific episode, and it's when they were trying to get a couch up the stairs into the apartment, and they had to pivot around the corners of the stairwells to try to get it up there. And he's at the bottom with somebody else at the top, and he's yelling, "Pivot! Pivot!"
That's a masterful idea for a show. Like, a whole episode on just trying to get a couch up an apartment stairs. Oh my God, yes.
And it was hilarious, just the interaction between him and the other guys that were helping him get it up there. It was hilarious.
That's a good idea.
By the way, I have to say, though, I'm sure that his, you know, maybe a little, maybe not disappointment, but not knowing what's going, it was assuaged a little bit about by getting $1 million an episode at the height of the show. He's doing fine financially.
I feel like that helps a little bit.
It does, just a little bit.
It seems to make smooth things over a little bit.
Well, and to give him credit, he had the character that was the least, you know, out there. Yeah. And so he had to play it more subtly. And so it made it look like he was a weak link, but he was actually playing his character beautifully.
Yeah, he was he was kind of the straight man of the show. Yep. He would get his moments, you know, and do funny moments. But he was kind of the straight guy in that. So
didn't his character end up with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
I think in the end they did.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, it did.
But you're so right about about that, that him being the straight man on the show, and oftentimes that gets kind of lost in the shuffle.
It does.
But it seemed like the character arc went pretty good for him, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, he was so good at it that people like have trouble thinking of him as anything but Ross.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's mentioned that before, you know? So
it's wild, too, because no other actor has dealt with that. Mm-hmm. Even Matt LeBlanc has talked about how he's had a couple of opportunities been able to kind of break from that and everything. Perry was able to play a bit and everything. So it's interesting that he's kind of the one that has been pegged into that. Popcorn buckets became a huge thing in 2024. A number of different movies and movie theaters realized, hey, this is one of the ways we can bring people in, give them something nostalgic while also collectible.
Get those collectibles out there.
And once again, we come back to IP and how important it is to own IP for these companies and why you're going to see more and more of those kind of things. I don't know if they're going to remain popular, but you're only beginning to see the beginning of the popcorn bucket thing. So whether it is, you know, Dune having the one they did, there was a popcorn casket for Nosferatu, which is
kind of hear about that one. That's cool.
That is cool. I didn't hear about that either. But this may be one of the more unique and maybe even the most, the one that works out the best and the best idea, I think. And I don't say this much about our cinema industry, which I love. I am one of the biggest lovers of cinema there is. I don't ever want there to not be theaters. What I don't want is people having to take out a mortgage to go see a movie.
Exactly, right.
And that's not all on theaters. It is on some. It is, and in some quote, you have to do some, you know, reading on this and everything.
Of course.
But it is important thing that we keep theaters alive, not only for the economy of communities and small rural communities like ours, but for the love of entertainment.
And just, it's a thing that brings people, and we've talked about that, it brings people together, like sporting events, all those things, in a public place.
We have less and less opportunities for strangers to sit around with strangers laughing.
There you go.
You know, I think that's a great thing. The Cinemark theater chain is taking things to the extreme. Possibly. On Sunday, January 19th, which just happens to be National Popcorn Day, they're running a Bring Your Own Bucket promotion.
Okay.
Really?
You can bring in any container you want as long as it's, quote, clean and sterile, sanitized and can hold popcorn. They'll fill it with for just $5, but if they decide it's not safe to use, they can deny you.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, which makes sense. It's smart. That's smart,
And there's a catch, because there always is. your bucket can't be more than 400 ounces, which is about 3 gallons, or so Cinemark puts it. The size of 2 extra large popcorns.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That makes sense.
I think that's understandable.
I was wondering if they were going to do something like, because I could totally see someone bringing like an oil barrel. Yeah. And it's like, fill it up, man. It's clean.
My dad would do that. My dad 100% would do that.
Or one of those big storage containers that you buy.
Those roughnecks.
Just a big Tupperware bin.
Yeah.
Because that would just disrupt everything. That makes sense that they would do that.
There's still a lot of popcorn for really cheap, but it destroys the dream of possibly walking in there, just putting in that keg. And just like, fill her up.
Not doing
fill
that.
Her up.
No.
Don't be shy with the butter. I don't know. I love the idea. I hope that more theaters do things like this and continue to do not only this, but to find ways to work with the audiences and to give audiences more incentive. The movies should be enough. It should be enough to be able to go and, hey, this movie, I'm dying to see this, and I got to see it on IMAX or something like that. We all know that's not the case. And the movie industry is, while these movies are costing more and more to make because they can't stop making three-hour movies and giving these directors insane budgets, you know, you don't have to. You can say no.
Yeah.
Well, and especially as TVs have gotten larger and larger and larger. I mean, my dad has, a 72-inch?
Something like that. It's
TV
insane.
In flat screen in his... It feels like you're going to an IMAX in your own living room.
Yeah.
So why not just wait and not pay for the movie when it's already going to come to you on streaming?
To piggyback off of that, Beth, we had Brian and I, the class that we teach on Sundays, we've got 16 incredible people that I think every one of them can move on to do great things. Two of these individuals are very good friends. They're young ladies who just graduated out of Second City, 20, 21 respectively, somewhere around there. Almost every class for the last month and a half, we have had to stop them because they're singing Defying Gravity or something like that. And I don't have any problem with those songs, just we're trying to teach a class. And as any actors, you know, they're talking and stuff on the side.
Of course.
And this is in Zoom, by the way. This is happening. But I just figured during the Thanksgiving break, right after that, when we got back, I figured, oh, they definitely saw Wicked. And I asked right away, like, what did you think of the movie? How was it and everything? And like, oh, we're waiting. Like, what? Like, they're waiting until it came up because mm-hmm. they knew that it was coming up on streaming mm-hmm. like a week later. Oh, and so yeah. they were just, they're college wow. kids. They're yep. saving a couple bucks. Yep. And they're going to watch true. It. They watch it at home together on the screen or whatever they did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And but, it might be a big screen. I mean, like Beth yeah, was talking about. Yeah. Could be like yeah. a cinematic experience.
And with the streaming, they have some of the deleted scenes. And it's like having the right. the old DVDs and Blu-rays yeah. that we used to buy that would have all those extras to right. it.
Mm-hmm. The younger generation doesn't need to go to the theater. They don't have the romantic love of this right. that we do. Mm-mm. So if it gets the kids to theaters and these things and keeps the theater industry alive, this is good for all of our economies, right. even yes. if you don't like movies.
Man. Well, and part of the best, for me, the best part of going to the movie is the popcorn.
Yeah.
You're right. Absolutely. It's the special thing. I think something that they could consider, it's making it an experience, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just to see the movie. It's the whole going to the movies as a thing, right? Like sport. Let's do another sports analogy. Why do people go to sporting events? It's not just to see the game. Mm-hmm. It's to be with people. It's to do the experience, to get the hot dog, mm-hmm. to get the yep. food, to get, you know, the do the wave or be up mm-hmm. on the Jumbotron or whatever it is, right? Right? That's what I think movies need to get mm-hmm. to, that kind of thing. I mean, I know it's different. You can't like walk around like a sporting event because it's a movie and you need to be quiet for the other people to, you know, pay attention. But there's got to be things that right. people can do in order to make it more of an experience.
And this promotion making it affordable to do it. Because if you were to get one That's of those true. Large popcorns, you're paying like $15.
Exactly.
To be able to bring in your own container and have like five.
Bucks. Telling you.
And by the way, Disney was on the cutting edge of this because down at the parks, they sell specialized popcorn buckets. That's true, and there are people that will wait in line the day that it comes out, and the lines are like mm-hmm. 3 hours long just to get a popcorn bucket. But wow. you can refill that popcorn bucket at any popcorn stand in the park for, I think, $1 or something like that.
Wow.
So it's really makes smart, it a yeah. lot more. And they're also collectible items because yeah. they only make so many of them.
Whether it's popcorn at the movies or a hot dog at a baseball game, there's something that tastes different at the game. Yep. You can exactly. have it at home, but don't taste the same.
That's right.
And that speaks to the experience you're talking about there, Seth. And what was the number one thing we heard from people that they wanted for Christmas or Hanukkah or anything this year? An experience.
Experiences, right. travel or something mm-hmm. like that, right?
You could do this with movies, and Absolutely. You could do it on a much more, maybe affordable level if you work with your community, if you work right. with the audience on this it. One.
Like $5 Tuesdays.
Yeah, something like that.
I think more of those things is only going to be better for mm-hmm. everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that you can easily, anybody who's good at business can make the cost effect of this and right. finding the middle ground of that where you're still in the black.
Come on. They can do it.
Yeah. And time to feel old, everybody.
Too late.
Yeah.
Already do.
Heck, I woke up this morning and felt great, and then at the same time felt horrible. I woke up, and my body kills me. A list of movies that turned 50 this year includes some classics and some ones that I think would take you off guard and be like, whoa, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
I've got like 18 of them here for some reason, not 20 or 15 or 10, but like
weird random numbers.
So I'm going to just run through a couple of these, but some I want to stick on. But at number 17, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
Top three dream roles
so,
for me.
Yeah. We're talking 1975. I had to get my mind in there. So, yep, yep. 75 is yep. the year we're looking at. Yep.
And, just an instant classic when it mm-hmm. came out mm-hmm. and still well-respected to this day. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen that often.
No.
And actually, in some ways, while some of it didn't age well, the majority of it has aged incredible and mm-hmm. incredibly ahead mm-hmm. of its time, whether you're talking about the book or the movie. Mm-hmm. Some of the right. greatest acting you will ever see cinematically is in this movie. Yeah. And so much of it has nothing to do with the lead actors.
Yeah. It's these, great. The whole cast is yeah. amazing in it. Yeah.
I get goosebumps thinking about that yep. movie. The Sunshine Boys at 16.
Oh, my gosh.
3 Days of the Condor at 15.
Okay, that's a good classic espionage film. Yeah.
At number 14, Dog Day Afternoon.
Ooh. Attica.
Boy, talk about movies ahead of their time.
Way ahead of their time.
Holy cow.
Again, maybe not similar to Billy Crystal's role in Soap. Maybe not done perfectly, but representation.
Yes.
And way ahead of its time in representation. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the more odd movies that was a hit.
Yeah.
On paper, there's no reason that movie should be successful at all. None. And yet it was at a very unique. Now, if it came out today and it was big, I don't think we would be as surprised. Mm-hmm. Right. In the 70s for that to be.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. We got to give some love to Sidney Lumet, the director. He created so many great movies, and he's not appreciated as he should.
Nearly enough. Yeah. One of my top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10, maybe top 20, but top 10, top 20 favorite directors. And the work of Al Pacino. And the star power of Al Pacino at that time, especially. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh my goodness!
Wow, had to wait. I had to wait
until he was taking a sip. That was perfectly timed.
I did not realize that movie was that old.
That's crazy.
I didn't think of that.
Like the cult classic.
Yeah.
Movie. It's like the one that started it all. Is like the idea of cult movies was Rocky Horror.
And I think that wasn't that Tim Curry's like. First really
that was his breakout role.
That's his breakout,
He would do Legend shortly after that, but yeah, that was the role that really put him, and especially because in Legend he's in all the makeup and everything and stuff. So, but yeah, that was not only one of the to both of your piggybacking on both of what you said there, that it's still relevant.
Yeah,
it's still people this Halloween coming
ahead
up
of their
Halloween,
time. Ahead of their time. Another movie that was way ahead of their time.
It's really something. Mm-hmm. Rollerball comes in here. Another one that was a little ahead of its time.
James
in some ways.
Caan. That's a sci-fi movie. That's interesting. That's on there because I don't know if it was a big hit or not. I've read the short story that it's based on, which is called Rollerball Murder. It's a boy. Talk about kind of a downer of a movie, though.
Yeah,
just be warned, everybody. Doesn't have a happy ending.
One of my top five favorite movies of all time. I don't think I've ever mentioned before, and it's one that will come up in the director's playhouse one of these days. When Seth and I, Cooley High.
Cooley High.
Now, but long before for our generation, Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society or some of those movies that really gave you a look at inner city life and a bit of a more realistic one, while also still being Hollywood, Cooley High was way ahead of its time.
Really?
Like, ahead of its time when it comes to that stuff.
I am now, I'm gonna have to watch that. Yeah. That sounds really good. Yeah.
It's a big one. Okay. There's a couple of movies like that came out around that time, but that's one of those ones that never gets talked about, but it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
The Return of the Pink Panther.
All the Pink Panther movies. Peter Sellers. I mean, come on. He's always so much fun.
Anything Peter Sellers did, I would watch, and I'll watch it again, and I'll watch it the rest of my life.
Well, and that theme song, once you get it in your head, that earworm.
The animations that they had at the beginning of the Panther, those were some of my favorite parts, gotta say.
At number 7, best 3 out of 5, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Merely a flesh wound.
Who'd have thought that a show that was like a cult show that was on for only a few seasons in Britain, you know, that anyone expected anything to happen, and they come up with a movie that becomes like one of the greatest comedies of all time. I mean, I'm telling you.
Some of my earliest memories of here in Wisconsin are actually sitting around watching old Monty Python with my dad and impersonating the characters and just being blown away by their style, their timing, everything about those guys, every one of those individuals. Now, that movie, I didn't see until a little bit later. I did not realize when I watched it, I'd be watching the next Airplane for me.
Right.
Like, I saw Airplane before Monty Python.
Really?
Because I was so in, my dad was so into the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched all the old sketches. I saw all of that before I really saw the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into the movies much later, but for me, it was actually the perfect time because I understood the comedy much better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that their timing, their delivery was so different, and I didn't know what that would do for me as somebody who, I still to this day, if I had the money, I would create a sketch comedy channel that's nothing but sketch comedy.
Yeah.
and I could do this because I know every sketch comedy show there's ever
been. That's true.
And I've watched them all. And all of them, every single one of them, has some tie to Monty Python. Whether it's Mr. Show with Bob and Dave and David Cross and Bob Odenkirk and how every sketch had to lead into the next.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or what Saturday Night Live does to this day with live theater, but also mixed in with some sketch recorded sketch comedy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Monty Python started that.
They started all of that. Yeah. Yes,
it's incredible what they've done, what they accomplished with that show.
Yep. And they gave us Terry Gilliam.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, Terry Gilliam. One of the great directors.
Directed a month and a whole. And that's one of those ones that is maybe out of all these movies that's probably going to be watched the most going forward.
Probably.
Just out of scenes and habits. Mm-hmm. And especially with today's the way we watch a lot of stuff nowadays is in clips.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go back and watch whole movies so much, but you watch clips.
Well, and I remember that being kind of like the rite of passage when you were in high school back in my day, is that everybody was watching that and everybody was quoting that. It was like the most quoted movie in high school, and I don't know if it still is today.
One of the more important moments in cinematic history is the black exploitation moments, where you had a lot of those movies and a lot of opportunities come up again for stories and different things. Mm-hmm. And the Foxy Brown is pretty high up there, but a movie that we snuck in to go see as kids we were too young for was Dolomite.
Oh, yes.
We didn't know what we were going in to see. We just saw a cool guy with a gun. But we went in and saw that movie, did not understand half of it.
Doesn't matter.
But
it was so cool.
It's a classic. It was so cool.
It is a classic. It is.
And Jaws is going to be right in this year.
75. Oh, my gosh.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
The movie that changed cinema.
Yep.
Yeah.
Made a lot of people afraid of sharks.
Yeah, that too.
There were no 4th of July, big 4th of July weekends, or summer Hollywood big hits.
The blockbuster was not a thing until Jaws.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, changed the game.
Yeah, they did.
We are going to come back with a quick story. We'll come back and get in here before our news break. It is Beth and Seth and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Beth, and James here with you. I messed this up. My name doesn't rhyme. Doesn't sound as good.
Those are like the only two F names out there, so don't feel bad.
It's just those two. It would be tough. Yeah. I tried to change my name to Jeff. They'd be almost too close to Jeff.
When we were getting married and stuff, they're like, what are you going to name your kid? Death? Come on, get out of here. Yep. Come on.
Or meth.
Neither work. A little bit later after our news break, we're going to get into the SES 2025, the year's weirdest gadgets.
Okay.
That's always fun.
Got that one coming up for you. But for right now, the mystery we have been dying to get into for 48 hours now. There is a town in Nottinghamshire, England, that's grappling with a bizarre mystery. Someone is leaving plates of peeled bananas at a street corner, and they have been appearing every month for over a year.
Wow.
Every stranger, even stranger, they usually show up on the second of every month.
Okay. All right.
Locals can't figure it out. Some think the peeled bananas could be intended for wildlife. Some think it could be some kind of religious offering because there's a church across the street. But most people don't have a single clue. I have no idea.
I mean, so many questions. Well, why bananas, you know?
One person put up signs that say, please respectively, no more bananas. The uncollected plates are rotting bananas leave such a mess. Mm-hmm. But that woman later decided to take the sign down. And she said, quote, I don't really want to make it like a feud. I don't want it to become a big thing. I think it's a special thing for someone, and I wish them well.
There you go.
Now, first off, that's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
That somebody kind of self-govern themselves there. Mm-hmm. You know, well, wait a minute, maybe we just don't have enough accountability or enough owning of things in life. I think that's kind of cool that they did
that person. Right.
But quote, but if they could come back and clean up the mess a few days later, that'd be lovely.
That is a good point, you know, about just leaving it there to just rot away. Absolutely. I mean, that doesn't sound very cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're England. We're talking about England here.
Yep.
Well known for their elaborate pranks, crop circles, anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I'm not surprised. Totally not surprised.
It's unclear if any officials are actually looking into this or if any detectives are on the case, but it's 2025, so who knows?
Right.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I want to show you guys, let me see if I can get a picture of this
here.
What
they should be doing is leaving a bowl of water there, because if you put the banana peels in the water, then you can use the water and it's healthy for your plants.
Yeah, I see.
And then you just dump the water because it's right beside bushes and things like that. So you just put the water in the bushes, and there you go.
It is so small.
It's
not like it's a huge plate.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I expected something much bigger
than
that. Yeah. Very small plate of peeled bananas. So
now the whole plate is full of peeled bananas.
It is full, but it's quite small.
That it's right next to a bush, and it seems like almost a specific place.
And it's the bananas. It's not the banana peels.
Right. It's the actual bananas.
See, I was thinking it was just banana peels.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, that's
that would
just
be
dangerous.
Different.
I mean, that's comedy 101.
Right.
You're just going to have nothing but people...
I love the idea.
Well, maybe they're out there offering it for anybody that's hungry, you know. And
I would say like that. If that was the case, that would make some sense in the conversation. And I do think that peeled bananas are one of those more safe things that, like, you know, trying to find something that everybody would like. Right. I could see bananas being that.
Sure,
But that I would think, maybe it would be on something high up for a human.
Right.
That it's on the ground makes me think of an animal.
And
is there any specific animal that loves bananas that lives in the wild other than monkeys? And I don't believe they have a huge monkey population.
There's a wild bonobo just wandering around, I guess. I don't know.
I want to follow up on this.
That
story.
Is a mystery, though. That is a mystery, a true mystery.
And I do think, and Seth hit on this right away, and I really do think that this is noteworthy, especially as we're talking about the 50th anniversary of Monty Python's Holy Grail. This is England. It could just be for comedic.
Yes, it could just be
a prank.
There just could be a couple of guys.
They
just
wanted to make their community known, and so this was how they did it.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, well done. Well done.
if that's what it is. Good job, guys.
Yep. No harm, no foul, and you did it. You did it. You showed up on a Central
Wisconsin
radio station.
Now your town smells like bananas. So, you know, hey
there are worse things that could smell like.
That's true.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the show. Morning Show at WFHR. Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Hope you all are having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Beth, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic one. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to get into an interesting, fun topic with you right now. SES 2025, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big one every year. A lot of the newest tech comes out, a lot of new tech that's probably not going to be out there for a couple of years, but sometimes is getting the getting out there before it can build... A lot of these inventors will come to this. They have an idea and maybe get investors for said ideas.
Right.
That the big Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas started today, and as always, it's got a ton of amazing products, plus a few little weirder ones.
Okay.
And guess where we're going to put our focus?
Oh, the weird ones.
Weird.
It's what we do.
We love weird.
It is our wheelhouse. A robot vacuum that picks up dirty socks.
All right. Please.
It's like
I love it.
It's like a Roomba with I love the inflection in that, Beth. There was both comedy and need.
There's some sincerity in there.
Yes.
I live with three men who all just take off their socks and leave them wherever they take them off.
It's like a Roomba, but with an arm on top that picks up stuff you tossed on the floor. A company called Roborock made it. It's just a prototype, so no word on pricing, but probably worth $1,000 to those that have to deal with this stuff. It can pick up small items that weigh less than 11 ounces.
Like socks, right?
Mm-hmm. There is a bit of a video on this one. I'll see if I can get it up here for you guys, as you can see it
there. Oh, there we go. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
There it goes.
It looks like the size of a Roomba.
Yeah.
About the size. And
moving a little slow and did seem to have
so
trouble
close.
Picking
so
up.
Close.
It is a prototype. It is a prototype.
It is.
Remember that.
Think of the claw in those machines.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And it worked about as well.
It got it the second time.
It did get it the second time. And I think that this could be also entertaining.
Yes.
It's
very
just
much
sitting
so.
Very entertaining.
There's nothing on TV and you're just watching your Roomba run around picking up socks. Electric roller blades. You wear the battery around your waist like a belt and control the speed with a remote. The top speed is 18 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And for $800, you can relive the 90s wow. and possibly break a hip.
and not even get the benefit of the exercise.
Yeah, right. You just roll along. Just kind of stand there.
I don't think this is a horrible idea, but this was such an 80s, 90s idea.
Yeah. It really,
you
yeah.
missed this mm-hmm. one. The technology mm-hmm. just yep. wasn't there yet.
E-bikes make a lot more sense because yes. bikes are, you know, constantly, you know, they're always forever. Bikes right. have been around for a long, long time, and you still, you know, pedal and such. It's a good mm-hmm. thing, but rollerblades?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nah.
An electric salt spoon.
What?
It's been in the works for a while and went on sale in Japan last year. Oh. A weak current of electricity hits your tongue and makes stuff taste saltier than it really is.
Wow.
So you get the benefits of the flavor without the
actually
added sodium.
Salt. Yeah. Well, I can see some
okay.
use for that. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't get them in the U.S. yet, but they're selling them for $125 in Japan.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know how that works out to U.S. dollars, but yep. it's a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
It's
yeah.
a lot for a fork.
It is
yeah.
for a fork.
It's a lot
yeah.
for a fork. A table with working legs. It's called the Mimo, and it walks around. The prototype looks like a small side table with a Pixar lamp on top.
Very apropos.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
idea is an AI robot you can talk to, but it also looks like furniture.
Because that's what we'd like to do is talk to our furniture.
This is Pee-wee's well, Playhouse come to life.
It yeah. is. This is. Paul Rubens was ahead
when,
of his
when
time.
When Cherry wow. comes, we'll talk.
So it's not a table you can really use,
no.
though.
No, it's not. No. It's too small. Yeah.
It's just walking AI.
Does
or
the
whatever.
Lamp work?
Yeah, I guess if
the
lamp works, it might
works,
be.
If the works, then there are places in our houses that are darker, so that would be helpful.
Now, this has so many issues with it. But the idea of, I need something to eat on. I need mm-hmm. something to, you know, we've been doing this forever with card tables mm-hmm. or yeah. The old TV trays.
Trays, yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, that
trays,
kind yeah. of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think something like that could have a possibility. Right. You know, use, but this I don't know. I don't know.
It depends on how it walks, too, man. If you it's like, oh, look, yeah. almost looks like a spider. You know,
well, and yeah. it looks like it's a kid's chair. That's metal,
right?
And,
yeah,
and each part is attached. by their own arms kind of thing.
Yeah. This particular model I would not do. No. I can only imagine being alone and you know, just forgetting about this thing and out of the corner of my eye see this thing. What the? yeah. Nah.
It totally happened. Totally. Yeah.
I don't need that. No. A stringless guitar.
Okay.
They're going to show this to Melissa. It's like an adult version of those push-button guitars for little kids, but it's a much more adult version of it.
It's a toy.
For $500, you can feel like you're playing guitar without actually playing guitar.
Now, there you go. So air guitar version, people rejoice.
Yes. Guitar hero kind yeah. of thing. It, oh, my yep. gosh.
This is the kids version. Okay, I'm sorry. This is
the kids version
they're showing us. I wanted to see, because all these have, yeah, here we go.
Okay.
It is a...
Let's see, where's...
Of course, got all the agreement stuff
yep.
and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But there it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it looks like a real guitar. Yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah. It does look like a regular guitar.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
It doesn't have what do you call it, the frets.
The frets, yeah.
The frets
yeah.
or anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, and I don't know, if you're going to put all the time, money into it, I would just say, you know, try to
learn. Why not just learn guitar?
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, a tiny robot that blows on your drink to cool it down.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Really?
I got nothing on
we're,
it.
We're getting to that point
that's,
now?
This is what we
decadent
put...
Decadent society, yeah, everybody. Yeah, no wonder where... No.
If you were ever wondering what privilege looks like, a tiny robot that blows cools your drink down is that.
Wow.
And,
I can't imagine how much time that would take.
In the wonderful Rick and Morty show, Rick is a genius. and Rick invents a little robot that just is... All its purpose is to butter his waffles and toast it everything.
There you go.
Life yep. imitating art,
yep.
right
yeah.
there. That's where
yep.
we're at.
Like,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
I don't even know if I want to look at what this looks like. And now, they do say it costs like $25.
Okay.
So
okay.
So at least it's not like exorbitant. Yeah. yeah.
The Fufu machine, as they're calling it. Now, I don't even. Oh, here it is.
It looks like a little tiny bear that hooks on the side.
Oh, it does.
And then it blows down in.
It's got to come.
You know, I have this wonderful invention already in my house that will do the same thing. It's called an ice cube.
Yeah.
Just throw an ice cube in there.
Throw a cube in. It's what I've done with soup.
An electric ice cube.
I've never come to a bowl of soup that I didn't put an ice cube in. Like, I have never. No, that's
fine. There you go, yeah.
That, I think that worked. It's such a good point, Beth.
That could work for soup.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah,
we just helped you. It just helped you pivot your company.
Not just coffee, it's soup too.
Yep.
Nice callback.
It is called the Foo Foo Machine. So, I mean, that part might help.
I'm guessing
it
says
too.
The Foo Foo.
Yeah,
it's onomatopoetic.
I'm not let down by this list, but I'm almost. I want to know what else the creative community.
Like, you know what? They need to market it as a beauty supplement because it saves you from having to pucker your mouth. So you don't get as many lines.
There you go.
We're coming up with this marketing thing. It's writing itself right here. Yeah,
it's actually not bad. That's not bad. I mean, that's all about. That's all the. Tech
There's your
industry.
Pivot. You know, if you're going to do it, do it that way.
Yeah. I think one of the things I would like about this. These are all cool, and I like this article, and I want to see these more and more and everything. But I want one of the dirty secrets of like most singing shows, like American Idol and those. I don't watch them, but I know from people that do is the early round. And for every great Carrie Underwood, there's a singer who believes in themselves, but they are not a singer.
No. Mm-hmm.
And people love watching that.
Yeah.
I want to see that version of this. I want to see those inventions that aren't quite baked yet.
Right.
They maybe shouldn't be brought to the public, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Confident. We're bringing it out there. Yeah. I want to see those inventions.
All right.
I think that would be a fun one. Let's see if we got our caller hang on here. Good morning, you're on the air.
Well, I know you guys like low-level comedy, but I think you missed something here earlier because you played Super Bon Bon right before you started talking about bananas.
Honestly,
I don't know if any of you guys picked up on that, but
Thank you.
That was good. That was good.
I cannot tell people how much thought I put into every segment. And man, you just made my day because that stuff happens all the time and nobody catches it. And I just keep going. I like kind of like, again, layered humor. And that's a big part of my style of comedy and the way I do these shows. But nobody catches that.
I was going to say, and then everyone misses it right over there.
It's fantastic.
That was good.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, brother. And save that voice of what you're calling up on Playmakers later. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate our listeners. Best listeners in radio.
Good stuff.
We will come back. Oh, we'll wrap up the show with some good stories of the day. We got some good things going on in our community. Plenty more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. You say yes. I say no. You say stop. And I say go, go, go. We got to go, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of the day for us. We'll take it right to the top of the hour. We got some fun here. Beth and Seth and I are going to get into some good stories of the day. Wrap up our last 10 minutes here just talking good stuff. Got a bunch of good stories.
All
right. I'm going to give you some of the meat of them, but I encourage you to go ahead and dive into the whole meal. Because there's some great ones out there, and there are a lot of good stories out there. Sometimes you have to look for them yourselves, but it doesn't take a lot of leaps and bounds to find these good stories. And while whether it's just any news in general, in media in general, sometimes it can be dogged down by a lot of negativity.
Right.
I think that it's on us as viewers, as listeners, to call on our news teams out there to include more good stories, to incorporate that more. You can do both.
Right.
They did it for a long time before the 24-hour news cycle. They were able to do this. So I don't think we're asking anything above this. And it is on us to ask because we are in charge. Whether it is of news or it is of politics, we cannot. We have to keep reminding people of this. And I will continue to do this. I don't care if I'm a broken record. We will continue to remind you of these things when it comes to voting, when it comes to ratings, when it comes to what you view and what you listen to. You are in charge. It may not feel like that sometimes, but that's only because we lost sight of it. If we remind ourselves of this and remind each other of this, maybe we get back to more of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If a trip to Thailand is too pricey, Richmond, Virginia might work out. They got that new pygmy we were talking about.
That's right. Yeah.
So you can check that one out. That pygmy. I had a listener.
Did we find out the name?
Poppy.
It was Poppy. That's Poppy. Cute.
They
oh,
went
my
with
gosh.
Poppy. I wanted to do a callback to the story. They went with Poppy. Hammy May was good, though.
I like that one, too. Man, I'm just overloading on cuteness right now. I can't handle it.
A 29-year-old guy from Houston is blowing up on TikTok. He taught his girlfriend to ice skate, all so he could propose to her in the middle of the rink at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, my gosh. That's going all in, man. Yep.
Slow clap.
Yeah, like he deserves
well
it.
Well done. Yep. Well done, man. Well done. Nicely done. And she did not see any of it coming.
That's even better. Yeah. Even better. Yeah.
That's one of the, man, I can't, oh, I love that. Well done, sir. Well done. The last time I proposed, maybe, I don't know, but it didn't work out, spoiler alert. But I am still proud of the proposal. Oh. I set it up for almost a year.
Wow.
For almost a year I set it up.
Planning. People plan proposals, Seth.
You designed the ring. Come on. Get out of here with that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
A guy in Illinois was redoing his parents' bathroom when he ripped out some drywall and found an old Christmas gift in the wall with his name on it.
Huh.
They apparently hid it in 1978 and forgot.
They hit it too well.
It turned out to be a set of toy planes called Thunderjets that Matchbox made.
Oh, really?
I wonder if they're worth a lot of money now.
It's possible.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
Collectibles. Yeah. Back to our collectibles.
And it would be in the original packaging.
Yeah, and I'm just showing Beth and Seth him opening it here.
It's literally wrapped as a present.
Yeah. And
well, shout out to that wrapping job.
Yeah.
Whoever wrapped that almost 50 years. Yeah.
Wow.
It's such a cool way that they, like, it's a cool, like, box and everything,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
The way, and I remember those planes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did, too.
But the wrapping paper, did mm-hmm. you, like, that it held up? Like,
right.
That's kind of impressive
Man.
To
the
me,
tape,
actually.
Too.
Like,
yeah. The tape didn't.
Yeah, that wrapping paper was built better back then. Jeez.
Utility workers in Kansas saved two bobcats that climbed a pole and got frozen to it.
Oh, no.
The high temp on Sunday was 16 degrees with a wind chill of -5.
Ooh.
One was a kitten and the other was a mom. Oh. It took 2 hours to get them unstuck, but they ran off and seemed to be completely okay.
Oh.
Good.
Wow. Heck of a story.
We do so many stories on horses or dogs mm-hmm. or wildlife mm-hmm. that gets caught in the middle of a lake or something like that. We don't hear these kind of stories very often, mm-hmm. but they happen a lot. I've known a handful of people that work in electricity, do pole working mm-hmm. and some of that.
They got stories to tell.
They really do, man. Yeah. There are some great stories there. And I don't know about bobcats I've ever heard of, but I've heard of raccoons and other animals that mm-hmm. this happens to. They get stuck up there. And it's almost something that I think is very human in the idea of climbing. Oh, I look down. Oh, God, I look down. Like, that's right. what some right. of these animals actually go through. Like, mm-hmm. some of them are just literally frozen or stuck.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And sometimes it involves electricity and some of those things. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. it is oftentimes that. That's wild to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of people dropped spare change in Salvation Army kettles over the holidays. But a few random do-gooders in at least 10 states tossed something much more valuable, mm-hmm. gold coins worth thousands of dollars.
Wow. Yes. I've heard of this. Yeah. Yes.
And the people that were working the buckets, and it wasn't just the Salvation Army. There were some mm-hmm. other organizations, yep. but they talked about it, and they're like, well, I just heard change.
Right. Yeah, that's all you would hear. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's all of a sudden, gold coin. Ooh.
That is pretty cool.
Yep.
Someone in San Antonio went on Reddit and went to vent after their bike got stolen last week, and it was their only way to get to work, and they couldn't afford a new one. But in an hour later, they shared an update after someone who saw the post gifted them a bike.
Aww.
Wow.
The update said that there were actually many, many people who reached out and offered to do similar things like this, but this was somebody that they were the first person to offer a bike. Mm-hmm. So they went with the first person.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah.
And in case you missed it, the Hershey Bears hockey team did their annual teddy bear toss on Sunday and broke their own record again.
Yay!
Oh, they did it.
Fans showed up with stuffed animals to toss onto the ice after the home team scores its first goal. The total last year was a new high of around 75,000 stuffed animals. But they crossed it on Sunday with a grand total of 102,343. Yes!
Wow, they shattered that. My, that's a lot of bears.
Not just bears, though.
That's true, just stuffed animals. Yeah. That's a lot of, wow.
They will be donated to over 35 different charities.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. Go big. Yeah.
I know we're not oftentimes in favor of poaching or stealing ideas or anything like that, but I want to steal this idea.
Right.
I want to do
work
this.
With the River Kings and then donate it to like the hospital for kids that are end up in cancer.
Yeah, that's kind of stuff. Yeah. It's a great idea.
And a guy in Maryland was driving last month when someone cut him off in traffic, but no hard feelings because he remembered their license plate number, used the digits on 10 different lottery tickets, and they all hit for $50,000.
You're kidding.
So the guy that cut him off made him $500,000.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
You can't make this up.
No.
Sometimes the universe works in strange and mysterious ways.
Yep.
Very weird. Very weird, but cool.
There's no way that this story got back to the person that cut him off, but God, if it did.
Yeah.
Oh, if it did. That would be golden.
They're going to be playing those numbers the rest of their lives. Oh, yep. Never win hilarious. Anything, right?
Yeah. That'd be a good one. And we got some good stuff coming up for you today. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 today for Midday Magazine. In part one, we kick off it off with friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hintner join us.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Going to have fun with them. And in part two, Encourage is joining us. Not only Kim Shields will be with us, but we're talking with Wisconsin Area Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, ooh,
excellent.
Good.
We have some of our favorite people that have joined us. Joining us again, Guadalupe and Larry are going to be with us. Jim Chase will be with us as well.
Wow.
And certainly timely to be talking about this.
Absolutely.
With the passing of President
Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit later today, Playmakers from 5 to 6 are only one of the week.
That's right.
We got to get all of our sports feelings
everything
out.
In. It's kinda, like back to doing once a week again.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of old school.
What are we doing? Yeah.
I believe Michael Comer will be joining us today.
Very nice.
I'm putting that, but I believe he will be, so we're looking forward to that. And of course, got you guys joining us. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the Greg Gard Show at 6:05. We'll kind of tailgate you into that.
Right.
Join us for that. Hear the Wisconsin Badger coach, what he's got to say. And gang, it is a Wednesday.
Yes, that means it is bingo.
Bingo.
I wanted to see which one of you would do it. I didn't mean to do that. But bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
Yes.
Doors open at 5. It starts at 6:30. Go early. Get your space, get your parking spot, get your thing. It's always hopping on Wednesdays over at the Elks Lodge, so make sure you get there early.
I encourage you to support those, to support this community, everybody, and join our friends at the Elks Lodge for that.
Yep.
And join our friends over at McMillan today for Cowboy Union Jam. They're playing from 1 to 3 at the Fine Arts Center.
Live music.
Love those guys. Got to get them on Director's Show. We got to get them on there. More on that show tomorrow, everybody. We're going to be talking about Director's Cut with you.
See, there's a couple changes happening on that. So, it'll be fun. Yeah.
And we want to remind everybody that back in action this weekend is our Winter's Farmers Market. Beth.
That's right. Over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, they open their doors at 9 a.m. It goes to 1 p.m. You can get more information by checking out their Facebook page or heading to wrmoravian.org. And that's where, if you're a vendor looking for something, some place to
share your wares,
showcase your things, give us a little jingle. You'll get the phone number and other contact. Again, it's at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South.
It's a great way to impact your community, to help out our ag industry, our vendor industry. Also, have some fun. It's a great place to go.
Absolutely.
Have a cup of coffee, talk to some people, and just, and good
free
chance
popcorn.
To get out.
Yeah. Free popcorn.
Free
Let's
popcorn.
Go back full circle, all the way back to popcorn.
Yep.
There we go.
Nicely done. Go to WRMoravian.org to find out more. Great show, you two. Thank you,
too,
so
man.
Much. You too.
We have a great day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.